Hello, fellow Kentuckians and other friends, and welcome to a new edition of My Old Kentucky Podcast. My name is Robert Connie, and joining me, as always, is Jasmine Smith. Jasmine, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. It's a weird day. Justice Kennedy announced his retirement.
Yes,
so things are really kind of down.
A lot of stuff up in the air, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're going to worry about that later.
Right. We have a pretty exciting show,
Jasmine,
I think.
You're not alone here on the podcast with us today.
I'm not.
Yeah, we are going to do something a little different. I want to welcome two guests that are in studio with us. Josh Merz, who was a candidate for the 88th House District, which is in Lexington. So, Josh, how are you today?
I'm doing well. And yourself? I'm
doing very well. Josh is joining us. And also Ray Hodge, who is a journalist who spent most of the past couple years in Illinois, in Springfield. But now she's back in town, roots in Kentucky, and she's here now, too. So, Ray, how are you today?
Doing fine.
Excellent.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, I'm really glad to have everybody. And the reason we have so many people in the studio with us today, Jasmine, is we're doing something a little different. We're doing a gubernatorial draft. We're all going to pick people we think are going to run for governor. We're going to do three rounds of Democrats and one round of Republicans. It's going to be pretty exciting. Do you think it's going to be exciting?
I do.
Okay, so we're going to start. I'm going to write down a number on this piece of paper I have. And Ray, pick a number 1 through 4.
Let's go with 4.
Okay. Josh?
3.
Oh, you nailed it. It was 3. So you're going to go first, and then we're going to go clockwise. So that means Ray goes second, and I'll go third, and Jasmine will go last. But no, the thing is, going last,
I get to pick.
Might be an advantage because we're doing this in snake format, and the last round will be Republicans. So you get to pick Republicans first. Maybe that's boring. Maybe that's not. But yeah, let's go ahead and get started. Josh, who's your first pick for a Democrat who you think will run for governor?
There are 4 that are at the top of the list.
Right.
That are definitely, I think, running. But I'm going to go with, I think, the number one pick is going to be the Secretary of State, Alison Lundgren Grimes.
Perfect. Okay. Do you have somebody you think would be a good lieutenant governor for her?
I tell you, if I had to pick anyone, I would probably go with either the Louisville connection with Senator Morgan McGarvey, or the Pike County and get the Eastern Kentucky and go with Chris Harris.
Mm-hmm. I was in the same vein. I said a good pick for her might be John Sims. So same part of the state, kind of like Northeastern Kentucky. Yeah, I think that that's a good pick. Solid first pick. I think that's definitely somebody, a name that's on all of our lists. Ray.
You know, this is it's like you were saying, it's a bit of a crowded field right now. There's a lot of possible contenders. You've got a few people up in the air. But I think if we're really going to put the smart money down, the first person I would draft is just, like, let's cut out the middleman. Let's just straight up just draft Jerry Lundgren. Just go ahead and bring him in now, because it doesn't matter what happens, that man is going to be driving the bus, maybe even literally. And speaking of which, I think maybe that would be the best lieutenant governor pick. Let's just go ahead and nominate his tour bus as lieutenant governor. Now it's your move, right?
Are you really going with Jerry Lundgren?
Absolutely. Is anyone here going to disagree that this man is going to play a significant role?
He will play a significant role, that's for sure. All right, so I am going to pick. Well, Andy Beshear's still on the table, so I'm going to go with Andy Beshear. Andy Beshear, and you picked Chris Harris, who was my selection for Andy Beshear.
Well, I think what you're definitely going to see that if the top of the ticket is from Lexington or Louisville, it's traditional wisdom that you've got to get somebody from the reaches of the state, whether that be Western or Eastern Kentucky.
And, absolutely.
You know, with his passionate kind of anti-NRA approach that he did this session, I think that he is prime on the top of the list for lieutenant governor candidates.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that is certainly somebody that has been tossed around potentially even as a potential governor in the future, and I think that's a good way to advance your career by being, well, that might be a trap, but that's something that people have done in the past, is to try to get that lieutenant governorship as a stepping stone to be the governor. But I guess since you already picked Chris Harris, I will go with John Sims, who was my other pick. So, you know, just trading him out. Jasmine, who do you pick as your top pick?
Oh, I'm between. I get to go twice, though, right?
You get to go twice in a row. You can pick.
Pick both of them.
Absolutely.
Okay. First, I'm going to go Adam Edelin.
Okay.
I think he's a younger guy. I think he speaks to a lot of younger Democrats. He's in charge of the New Kentucky Project.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he doesn't quite have the name recognition as some of the KDP usuals like Alison Lundgren Grimes or Andy Beshear. But I think that he has his eye on
Right.
The governorship.
Absolutely.
Still smart money, right? I mean, you've got the solar panel thing that he's doing with the mountaintop removal projects, which who knows how far that will give him traction. But still, it's a matter of being able to bang on the jobs drum, which he's going to need out in eastern Kentucky. And then on top of that, you've got his, he's getting ready to go into, what, the second big Kentucky tour, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess that's not technically campaigning, is it?
Yeah, well.
But there you go.
We've had Eric Jarboe on here, and we asked him, like, can you convince us that this is not the Adam Edelin for governor campaign? And he did his best, but which is his job. Adam Edelin, do you have a potential lieutenant governor selection?
I'm going to go with a former lieutenant governor candidate, Sandy Overly.
Right. That's a good one. That's a good one. I would think he has a lot of people to pick from because he has the New Kentucky Project, right? So
yeah, I think so too. I think I just pick her because she's a woman. I think that would be a smart pick for a male to have a female lieutenant governor on the ticket, and she's not running for her seat again.
Right.
So
yeah,
she
but
needs
she's going to run for something.
I think you're right.
You know, you got to keep in mind that that Secretary of State's office is term limited. If Andy gets into the governor's race, Sandy is an attorney by trade.
Right, she could be.
I think that's where her eyes are at.
But the thing about the attorney general seat for Democrats this year is, you know, Whitney Westerfield has been running for a long time as a Republican, and that might scare some people who would be good for that seat off. I think it's going to be a big year for Democrats. Whoever runs, but he came so close to beating Andy Beshear last time. That could be a part of the calculation for sure. I had Adam Edelin here, and I just want to talk about all my people that I had picked for lieutenant governor. But I thought Dan Mosley, who's the judge executive in Harlan County, who's active in the Kentucky, that's a good thought. Yeah, or Steve Gold. I didn't have anybody on my list at all from Western Kentucky, but he's an attorney out in Henderson County who's also very active with the New Kentucky Project.
The one that kind of stuck with me was actually somebody like Leslie Combs as an Adam Edelin running mate.
Absolutely.
Has the Eastern Kentucky connection, has the
bit of a hot shot there, wouldn't
woman.
You say?
She is a hot shot from her days when she was still in the office, but I think she's itching to get back involved,
right.
And I think we're going to see her somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Leslie Combs, a former state representative, and also the related in some ways to Bert T. Combs, former governor. I'm not sure if that's his niece or daughter or something, somehow related.
Somewhere along the line, yeah.
Jasmine, you get to pick again. Pick somebody else.
Okay, I'm going to go with Rocky Adkins.
Oh, you know what? You got lucky because Ray picked somebody crazy, and now you got two good ones. All right, I have the reason I wanted to talk about lieutenant governors is because I feel like I have the perfect pick for Rocky Adkins as his lieutenant governor. But you picked him, so you tell me who you think.
I hadn't come up with a pick for him.
All right,
do you want mine? Yeah.
Okay, mine.
I'm gonna phone a friend.
Okay, mine is David James, the Metro Council president.
Oh, interesting, because you got an Eastern Kentucky, you needed that Louisville person.
And I just really think they fit really well ideologically. I think that, you know, David James, you know, he's a strong liberal guy, but he's not the best friend of, like, the most progressive folks in Louisville.
No, definitely not.
And kind of in the same way that Atticus Scott kind of, when she was in Metro Council, didn't get along very well with some of the people in Louisville, but when she made the transition to state government, has really, really found her audience. I feel like David James might follow the same kind of path. And I think that he would be a really good counterpoint, especially with Rocky Adkins as the NRA guy. Like, he's got all of the NRA,
right,
like, baggage kind of hanging on him now, and that would be a really good counterpoint to help to drive up the turnout, and especially in the west end of Louisville where David James's district is. So
it's a good match.
All right, well,
Thanks, Robert. I gave
it to you, so there you go. all right, so that was a first round first round plus one where the logical candidates are gone. Ray,
look, if anyone has any better ideas other than the top six candidates that you know, that are all wrestling in the mud for a possible contention, then, you know, I think maybe we should open up the box. We've had some unconventional candidates start stealing Democrat-friendly seats and Democrat stronghold places, especially left-leaning candidates. So if you can drive a bus into this, even if it's a literal Lundergan bus, I say let's give it a shot.
All right. Now that we're kind of transitioning into the second round, the names themselves are going to be interesting enough. If you don't want to pick a lieutenant governor, that's probably okay. So my next pick, the next person I have open, like Ray said, we're going to have to open up the box a little bit in the second and third round. I'm going to go with Greg Stumbo.
Bring him back now.
Yeah.
Bring him back.
I don't think he wanted to go. He wanted to go out the way that he went out. I think that he's disappointed. He didn't send that one tweet of the mountains during the session last year. But I do think he kind of wants to get back in.
And he has, actually stated to the media that he's considering a governor run.
True.
Unlike some of the others that haven't really said one way or the other, he has kind of come out and said it. Yeah. So that's a good pick.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that he was actually number five on my list.
Right.
After the top four, mm-hmm. that was the, yeah. well, the top four plus one. But he was number
too.
Five on the
yeah.
list.
I had him too. But
I think he wants it. Okay. He wants to come back and do it.
He already has a built-in, like, running mate in those white alligator skin boots. Like, I would vote just for the boots. I'd be like, you know what? I don't even care about the stump. I don't care about the platform. Show me
yeah.
the boots.
Okay.
I'm just excited for Ray's next pick.
Yeah. You're up. You're on the clock, Ray. Who do you have on your list?
I'm going to go ahead and draft right now the hologram of Jack Conway, because I'm picking him because I feel like it's going to have a lot more personality and interactivity than the cardboard cutout we saw last time that was running.
Dang.
And we're going to see some real, like, pyrotechnic fireworks style stuff here.
All right. Yeah. We'll give you the real Jack Conway just, you know, as a bonus in addition to the hologram.
The real Jack Conway for lieutenant.
That's the running
yeah.
mate right
yeah,
there.
Right, okay.
You know, the brains behind the operation.
Yeah.
There you go. That solves the it's too common with candidates that are, you know, focused on proficiency in their policy and proficiency in their law. And you see that common criticism with people who are, you know, really strongly in the legal background the way Conway is, that they get the criticism of, oh, well, there's not enough personality. Well, we can fix this. We have the technology. We can make you the million-dollar candidate right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like Jack Conway is a little bit like the 2004 United States basketball team. Like, nobody wanted to do it. Like, nobody wanted to play in the Olympics. But, like, Allen Iverson and company, like, they stepped up and they went out there and they came in third. But, you know, they had to have somebody go out there and play. And Jack Conway played that role,
I
think.
Well, I tell you, you know, it's easy to say that he was kind of ushered into that role. It's easy to say because with an ugly field, you're absolutely right. But when you don't take up a couple of contentious cases the year before, it becomes even more apparent and obvious that you're eyeing higher office.
Right.
Which that was one of the big arguments when he declined to take up, you know, the Bashir Burke case or whatever. But
right.
then again, who wanted to touch that football anyway?
Yeah.
You know?
I guess that's true. All right, Josh, you're on the clock.
All right. I'm going to put an if on this one.
Okay.
If she loses in November to Andy Barr, mm-hmm. Amy McGrath will run for governor.
You and I are on the same wavelength here. That's like this is right around the spot that I had Amy McGrath as well. I think that's a good person to have on your team. I'm writing all these down. So, you know, you draft on potential, and I think she definitely has the potential. I think she wants to hold office, and I think that this would be a logical next step if she does not carry it across the finish line.
Well, and I think it's, you know, if we look back at 2014 going into 2015, I think it was a mistake by Allison to not go ahead and transition the machine that she had built
right.
in that U.S. Senate race and immediately go into the governor's race. And Amy McGrath will be able to do that.
Right.
She'll be able to transition if she loses to Barr, which I think she's got a real good shot of winning that seat,
mm-hmm.
but if she loses, she'll be able to transition that fundraising power, that campaign structure, and be able to wage a pretty strong fight in a crowded primary, especially.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hold that thought because it might come up later with other candidates, but you get to go again.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're third.
Wait, we didn't hear a McGrath running mate possibility.
A McGrath running mate is going to be...
Please tell me Jim Gray.
No.
It's the only way she can stop him from competing against her at that point.
He's on my list. He's on my list, although I don't think he's going to do it.
Yeah.
McGrath's running mate, I'm going to say, is going to be, let's go Ray Jones, state senator from Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah, you know, and this is something that I think is, everybody we've mentioned so far is from either Eastern Kentucky or Louisville or Lexington. And I really think with as much dominance as the Democratic Party had in the West, a western part of the state, there really just isn't much talent at this juncture in history. We have a lot of good candidates running in Bowling Green and Paducah and other parts of the western part of the state, but for right now, it just does not seem like there's...
Well, and this is no offense, but so many of our folks that are politically leaders down in western Kentucky have found themselves in Frankfort in a role of being a backbencher.
Right.
And they're not the active speakers, and they're not the active, you know, legislative leaders that we probably need them to be, that we used to have. And I'm originally from Western Kentucky,
right.
Down around Bowling Green, where we had some true champions of the region, and we just really don't have that anymore.
That's very true. All right, well, you do get another pick. So who is your next one?
Okay. This is supposed to be the out of nowhere, right?
Right. Third round, who knows what could happen.
This is
This is my pick for if I could have a dream gubernatorial candidate is Morgan McGarvey.
Yeah.
I think he's young. I think he's energetic. I think he embodies, you know, a lot of the ideas that Kentucky progressives have, which means we're not far liberal like you have on the West Coast, but he represents us very well. I think the challenge to him being that pick is I'm certain he wants John Yarmouth's seat.
That's absolutely right. Yes.
And I asked Jasmine before we got started today, when was the last time, and I discount Matt Bevin because I don't think he really qualifies as a Louisvillian, when was the last time that a person from Louisville won the governor's race?
Well, other than Matt Bevin, it has been a forever long
time.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
I think it might be Rudy LaFoon. I actually think that that's
Rudy
right.
Rudy LaFoon,
yeah. Speaking of Amy McGrath's fundraising machine and just her larger machine, Morgan McGarvey also comes out of that same system that was built by Ben Chandler. So if Amy McGrath does pull off that victory, and he decides he does want to take that leap, that could be something he takes up and runs with. I think especially since they're kind of located in Lexington and he's got his team here in Louisville, so that would definitely be something within the realm of possibility. But I think you're totally right. It's him. He's looking to replace John Yarmouth whenever Representative Yarmouth decides to hang it up, I think, is the next step for him. That's what the conventional wisdom tells us. All right, Ray, your third pick. We said to go off the wall kind of crazy with the third round. But
all right, I got you. Okay, look. I am drafting an actual piece of coal carved into the shape of a donkey holding a gun.
Okay.
And its running mate is going to be an ice cold 12 pack of Republican Light.
Okay.
Because that's just about the best we seem to be able to get.
So you're
in the Democratic Party at this point.
Your team is Jerry Lundergan.
If it loses, we can sell it.
Yeah. We can't sell it to Owensboro because they have decided to give up their coal. You've got Ray's team is Jerry Lundergan, Jack Conway, and a piece of coal.
We are in the lead, man.
I'm so glad that we invited you to be on the show. This is
so good to be home.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay, so me, I'm feeling good about my team so far, but I do kind of have two like milquetoast white dudes, Andy Beshear and Greg Stumbo. So I do think, and you know, all my kind of fun picks are also kind of milquetoast white guys. So you know, third.
It's a bit KDP right now.
Right. Third pick. This is actually the last person on my list, but I'm gonna go with Attica Scott. She had a tweet the other day. Where she said, somebody was like, when are we going to see you running for governor? She quote tweeted it with like four winky faces. You know, I kind of feel like the Bernie Sanders of the race, potentially, because Kentucky has this kind of off-year gubernatorial race, you can kind of hold your House seat while running for governor, running for one of these statewide offices. She's been raising funds left and right, even though I don't think she has an opponent at all and her House seat. So, and I do think it's legal for you to use money you raised for one election for another one. But yeah, I mean, I think that she's kind of building a machine. She's like the person that the progressives in the state certainly look to. You know, I don't know. And also, I just want to balance out my ticket with somebody, you know, who's a little bit more different.
I think you took the, like, liberal dream pick. I mean, that's what everyone wants, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
But it depends on what she wants to do.
Absolutely. All right, Jasmine, you're up.
Do I have two picks here, or just
you have one Democrat? You got one Democrat and one Republican.
You know, I'm gonna go with a left field pick here. I'm gonna go with Ernesto Scorsone.
Okay, yeah, former state senator,
former House of Representatives, former state senator, first openly gay member of the General Assembly, and he's now a circuit judge in Lexington. Yeah, I just really like him. That'd be one of my dream picks, probably.
Good guy.
Former public defender.
Whenever I was the president of UK College Democrats, he was the only member of the Kentucky General Assembly who agreed to come speak to us. So I always liked that guy, too.
Yeah.
really nice guy. And, you know, has run for higher office before, ran for the, I think it was still the 6th Congressional District.
Yeah,
when he ran against
Ernie Fletcher.
Did he get the nomination?
Yeah, so Scotty Basler was the U.S. congressman. He ran for the U.S. Senate against Jim Bunning.
Right.
Ernesto stepped in and ran against Ernie Fletcher, and Ernie Fletcher won by, it was like 7 or 8 points, I think.
Right. And he served there until Ben Chandler took that over when Ernie Fletcher became governor.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yes. There you go. Yeah.
Dream pick.
Yep.
But much like all of our dream picks, well, yours could probably actually win, but
if you will it, dude.
Yeah.
It is no dream.
I think that all three of ours, for other reasons, are not going to do it.
Right. Yet. I agree.
Okay, so let's take a pause here before Jasmine starts us off on our Republican side and look at the teams. So Ray has Jerry Lundergan, Jack Conway, and a lump of coal.
Okay. Jack Conway's hologram, I believe.
Yes, that's right. Jack Conway's hologram. Okay, so Josh has Allison Lundgren Grimes, Amy McGrath, and Morgan McGarvey. Wow, that's you probably have the most diverse ticket, I think, probably. Two women and Morgan McGarvey's. I have Andy Beshear, Greg Snumbo, and Attica Scott, and Jasmine has Adam Edelin, Rocky Atkins, and Ernesto Scorsone. So, I mean, what do you guys, how do you feel about your team? Jasmine, you've got two of the really solid people that we really think are running. Do you feel good about your team? You think you got a chance to have one of your picks win?
I feel pretty good about it. I wish that I'd gotten a woman in there, but, you know, that's just how the draft fell, you know.
Yeah, Josh took them all. Josh, how are you feeling about your team? Allison Lundgren Grimes, Amy McGrath, and Morgan McGarvey.
I've got the winner.
You've got the winner. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I like your picks. I like these people. I know these people very well. I've worked with them. I think that, you know, if things play out, I've got the winner.
Yeah. You think Allison will be the winner?
I think so.
All right. Yeah. I've been kind of impressed in the way that she's kind of like, she seemed like she was having kind of a down year in 2014, 2015, 2016. I really think she's turned it around. I think she's kind of come out of her shell a little bit and spoken a little bit
she
more about the person
that
she
is. She has all those like hot quotes and stuff.
Yeah.
In the media lately.
And who doesn't want to see another Lundgren Beshear battle?
Right.
I mean.
It's what we live for here in Kentucky.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Ray, you have...
I will quit journalism if that team runs.
Okay.
I will quit journalism. I will become their permanent communications staff.
Okay.
I will field phone calls and email addresses addressed to my piece of coal governor.
All right. I also feel really good. I think that I have the winner. Josh, I think Andy Beshear was my number one pick. I think Kentuckians just love their Beshears. You know, Greg Stembo, kind of an odd second pick, but I think it balances out really well. I don't think Attica Scott's going to win, but I also feel like I have the best crazy pick.
Does this
crazy
not
pick.
Entirely speak to the state of a sort of stale Kentucky Democratic Party at this point, that we're looking at the potential of another dynasty run in terms of who we are regurgitating back onto the field once again? We're seeing really no fresh blood come into this in any substantive way. We've got a lot of the same players over and over again. We've got a lot of the same platform over and over again. It doesn't seem like anybody's got a lot of fire in the belly right now. We've got a few good quips out of Grimes, especially over that marijuana task force, which ultimately collapsed like a house of cards, and the legislation went nowhere with it. Beshear's been, you know, kicking and screaming on these lawsuits, so there's a lot of, you know, backing there. And you've got the teachers movement that has really put some real fury in there, but we're not seeing any fresh faces that can really consolidate and crystallize this. It's a lot of the same players.
And I think you'll see it. I think you'll have to see it. In order for the Democrats to be successful is you're going to have somebody at the top of the ticket that likely has the name ID of an Andy Beshear, Rocky Atkins, or an Allison Grimes. They've got to go out of their way to bring that new, fresh energy in their lieutenant governor.
Yeah,
they've got to do that.
And I think, you know, it's tough for a fresh new face to start by running for governor. And you are really starting to see a lot of these fresh new faces run for these state legislative races.
Definitely.
And I think like a lot of the people that are probably going to win this year are really exciting people. And I think so the next cycle you might see some of these different people running for office. But yeah, you know, I do think also there's something to be said for generational change. Andy Beshear isn't Steve Beshear. And I don't think Allison Lundgren Grimes is...
Sure, and Hillary wasn't Bill, but right. She still had to carry his baggage all through contest.
That's true.
Now, yeah. Steve didn't leave Andy with a lot of baggage to carry in terms of some of the initiatives and the popularity that he went out on, but
also, how many people outside of the circle of those of us that are weird enough to follow politics nonstop every day actually remember Jerry Lundgren and remember what he did?
Good point.
Well, and I also think that these two people do have baggage of their own at this point, too, because they've been around for a while. So, all right. That's that. Jasmine, pick a Republican.
Okay. The obvious pick would probably be the incumbent, but I'm not going to go there.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'm going to go with C. Wesley Morgan.
Oh, my goodness. I thought about putting him on the list. I did not. But you think he will run for governor as a Republican?
Yeah, I think he will.
Okay.
He's mad.
Yeah, he is.
He's mad. He's ready for something new.
But he's talking about running a primary against Mitch McConnell. That's what he went on the Hey Kentucky show with Matt Jones and said, and there's somebody that we didn't bring up at all that I think he wants to be governor too, is Matt Jones.
I have him on my last pick on my list.
I feel like he's going to run for Senate. That's more his speed. But I wouldn't be surprised if he ran for governor.
But that's what Morgan said. You know, he wants to run for the Senate seat. He wants to run against Mitch because he believes that Mitch McConnell bankrolled and backed his primary opponent and got him beat.
Yeah. let's see what happens with Mr. Morgan.
Yeah, I'm going.
We've had a lot of fun at his expense, so him as governor would be like even more crazy, terrible, but maybe fun. Who knows? Could you? What would his budget look like? I would because that's like the hardest thing about being governor in Kentucky is you win the election in November and you turn right around and you have to have a budget in January. Like seeing C. Wesley Morgan do that would be worth it. I'm going next. Jasmine, you wanted to be fun. I'm not going to be fun. I'm going to pick Matt Bevin, him of the toilet tweet from earlier today, and him of the selfies. And, the current incumbent governor, I just think that, even though I had some fun names on here, I think that he's the most likely Republican nominee for governor for obvious reasons. All right, Ray, your Democratic team was so fun. The lump of coal, the hologram of Jack Conway. Who is your Republican?
An actual gun.
You have two inanimate objects on your team.
What kind of gun?
It's probably going to be, what was that really bad model that used to backfire really bad on you? Was it the Gats that had that problem where like the...
I see where you're going with the image.
You're not the gun crowd. You're not the gun crowd. Okay.
None of us know.
Sorry, it might have been the older model of the Glocks that used to really badly lock up and backfire. But no, that would be the governor, right?
Okay.
So we have a literal handgun. Maybe a 9mm. That seems appropriate.
Okay.
An AR-15, clearly.
Yeah. That's where my head was, and so yeah. I was wondering if you'd go with me there.
Put him out there, and his running mate is going to be one of those little tiny plastic fetuses like they give you from Right to Life on Halloween instead of candy.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And I'm drafting them because I really think since the State House likes disappointing children, that, they'll be able to do that as well. Because just like when you get those instead of candy on Halloween, it's just a real disappointment. So I feel like that's kind of in the mood right now with how the State House is feeling. So we've got a rubber fetus and an AR-15.
I thought it was a plastic fetus. Plastic. I wrote down plastic fetus. Yeah. Is it a rubber?
Well,
now?
Depends
the
on
plastic
which
is
kind.
Even more disappointing.
Yeah. This is important
because at least the rubber ones
team.
Bounce a little.
Okay.
You know?
It is clear I'm not running for office anymore.
Welcome to being human, right? This is what they call having personality on air, right?
I love it.
All right, Josh, you've got a layup here. Don't miss it.
I got a layup?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too.
Okay, I mean, I got a layup. I don't know. I mean, Hal Heiner's running.
Okay.
We know that.
You think he's going to run against Matt Bevin?
Yes. But okay. here's who I think is going to run is Brett Guthrie.
Okay, all right. Okay, that could be fun.
He's hugely supported, if that's the correct terminology, majorly supported by Mitch McConnell, who we know Mitch doesn't like Matt Bevin.
Uh-huh.
The Republicans have had success with Brett Guthrie, with Ernie Fletcher not having to give up his congressional seat in order to run for the governor's race.
Right.
Brett Guthrie wouldn't have to do that.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of talk about James Comer, but I don't think he's the guy. I think he's got too much baggage, whereas I think Brett Guthrie fits that traditional mold of that Reagan kind of conservative that people in the Republican Party are longing to see again. They're tired of the Trump and Bevin type Republican.
I agree. No, yeah, that's of the Congress people that are in Kentucky, I think he's the one that's most likely destined for office in Kentucky. Actually, not in D.C. is what I mean by that. Like, not going to run for senator, somebody who might stick around in Kentucky. But yeah, nobody picked Jeb Hoover.
Well, I have him listed.
Okay.
And I actually put in my notes, I said he would run just to be a thorn in Bevin's side.
Yeah. I think
go ahead and say that third bullet point you've got listed there.
Oh, well, yeah, but his big problem is the whole harassment scandal.
Yes, of course.
Just literally two words on this page. Say everything you need to know about that possibility.
Yes.
Harassment scandal.
That's totally true.
But I think he believes he's bulletproof.
Yeah.
After the Ethics Commission came back and did not hammer him, I think he thinks that he's past it.
Yeah, and I think especially in a Republican primary, he can spin this as, the forces were out to get me. Matt Bevin's been a bad governor.
Oh, man, that would be a dirty fight, though.
Yeah,
would be such a dirty fight.
No doubt.
Everything in the woodwork would come crawling out like you're shaking it down in an old Louisville apartment, man.
And, hey, Jonathan Schell is going to be looking for a job, so there's a running mate for Jeff. They can tag team back together
that's
again.
That's a good one.
Absolutely true.
I had Jonathan Schell down as a far down the list.
Yeah. The off-the-wall pick I had for Republicans who's not going to be on my team is David Jones Sr., former CEO of Humana, who like in a big way bankrolled a lot of the people who ended up winning state house seats as Republicans, and bankrolled Matt Bevin in a big way. But I do not feel like he has felt like he's got his money worth with Matt Bevin, and he has enough money. He's funded his son's run for the JCPS school board, which eventually didn't pan out either. So, you know, I think that he may take it upon himself this time. But all right, I'm interested. You think Hal Heiner is going to run against Matt Bevin?
I think he is.
Okay. Why not?
I think he's mad. I think he's ready to go. I think he feels like he missed an opportunity in 2015, and I think in some ways, I think he kind of feels like he let down the Republican Party by not winning that seat.
Well, he probably did.
And then the other person that I put on there that was actually, you know, is on my list of Republicans is Jason Nemes.
I had him too.
I think he's a moderate Republican, and I think that he would kind of appeal to that younger generation of Republicans.
Yeah, listens to the show, so Jason, if you're running, you should let us know. All right, well, there you go. There's the teams. We have Josh with Allison Lundergan Grimes, Amy McGrath, Morgan McGarvey, and Brett Guthrie. We have Jasmine with Adam Edelin, Rocky Adkins, Ernesto Scorsoni, and C. Wesley Morgan.
Sensible.
That could be, oof, what a team. Me, I have Andy Beshear, Greg Stumbo, Attica Scott, and Matt Bevin, and then Ray. Ray, I'm so glad that you were here.
I'm so glad you had me. Thank you.
Jerry Lundergan, is it Jerry Lundergan or Jerry Lundergan's bus?
It's Jerry Lundergan and a running mate of his bus.
Okay, so Jerry
Lundergan.
Because
it's technically a driving mate.
Right. Jerry Lundergan and his bus, the hologram and cardboard cutout of Jack Conway, a piece of coal shaped into the shape of a donkey, and
holding a gun,
and an actual gun, an AR-15 more than likely, with a plastic fetus as a running mate. All right. There you have it. The first gubernatorial draft in my old Kentucky history. We will be back with more news and stuff next week. We thought we'd take a little break from that. But do subscribe to our new... Wait, that's not my job. Jasmine, how can people get a hold of us?
I was going to let you take it, Robert. They can find us on Twitter at @myoldkypod. You can like our Facebook page. And we now have a weekly newsletter, so Robert and I write for it, but we also have a lot of special guest writers. And you can subscribe to that at tinyletter.com/myoldkentuckynewsletter. And we also have a Patreon page where you can support us and sponsor us for just $1 a month or more if you'd like to. And that's at patreon.com/myoldkentuckypodcast.
All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this week. We will see you next week.